Listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
Yikes. This segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Many eBay sellers dream of finding and selling expensive collectibles. It's the latter that's hardest to accomplish. And here now to share her sales strategies is Amanda Bryant. She's known on eBay as Antique Moo, all one word. Amanda, how long have you been selling on eBay?
I've been on eBay since 2000. How are you today?
Very good, thank you.
How did you get into selling expensive collectibles?
Well, I have what my parents termed a useless degree in art history, and I became an antique appraiser. And I would tell, being a certified appraiser, I'm prohibited from buying from items that I appraise. And I had a lot of senior clients or court appraisals, estate-type things, and they would ask after I'd appraise them, well, how do I get rid of it? So I'd tell them, well, just put it on eBay, because I had been using eBay since college, so it made perfect sense to me. But for most of my senior clients or the courts, they didn't want to deal with it, or they didn't know how to deal with it. So I started doing it kind of as a favor for people, and then it took off into a life of its own, and I started having to charge a consignment fee for doing it, and then I got appointed by courts to liquidate estates and things like that. So it really became its own business. It wasn't what I set out to do, but I'm really grateful for eBay.
Boy, look at her. Are you on her listings, Griff? I am.
Let's see.
Okay, she is Antique Moo, A-N-T-I-Q-U-E-M-O-O, all one word, of course.
Okay.
And, yeah, these aren't $1.99 items here.
Let's see.
These are beautiful.
Oh, yeah, look at all those.
Where do you find your stuff?
I go to a lot of auctions. Being a certified appraiser, I'm required to attend auctions, and that panel has a mind of its own. So I joke that I either had to start selling or become a hoarder.
One or the other.
One or the other. This seemed like it made more sense. That way I get to have the fun of bidding, but then I also make money on it.
Here's an antique American lady's watch.
Yes.
Beautiful things on here.
Well, you should buy something.
Oh, my gosh. They're gorgeous stuff.
I have a really gorgeous painting on there if you're interested. You know, it's only $5,000.
Oh, what the heck? Yeah, Griff, you can do that one.
Well, I'll have to dig deep into my little cookie jar, my McCoy cookie jar, dig out the cash. So tell us, you have several high-end items here. How did you set those prices? What do you use to determine pricing?
I research a lot, everything I do, because it's not possible to be an expert on everything. So when someone brings something in, I first and foremost ask them their information, like what's their family story about it. Most of the time, the family story is a little bit wrong. So I do my homework, and I use all kinds of research databases. I use the closed listings on eBay to see if there's any comparables that have sold. I use WorthPoint on occasion. I also subscribe to other appraiser databases. So research is the biggest thing I can say, is just do your homework.
You know, I see these Franciscan Desert Rose things around from time to time. Are they all vintage?
All of the ones I have are vintage, and there are different marks on them. So, like, I have a brown mark, a black mark. You can tell there's some that are made in England, some that are made in the United States. So, again, just do your homework and make that information known in your listing, because there are some people who collect a specific type. Maybe someone collects only the ones made in America. Maybe someone collects the ones made in England. So, you know, make that known and do your homework on it.
How do you get buyers to trust you when they're purchasing expensive items?
One of the things is I've worked really hard to build my feedback, and so I'm a shopper on eBay like crazy as addition to being a seller. But I also, every single package that leaves my store comes with a sticker on it, and it's a little money bag sticker, and it says money back guarantee. So I want, it's the first thing they see when they open the package, because I want my buyers to know that if there's anything that they're not 100% happy with, all they have to do is contact me. So they contact me, and I will do everything in my power to make it right for them. So it's just a matter of letting them know that I'm open to the dialogue.
With these expensive items, what's the most expensive item you've sold, by the way?
The most expensive item I've sold on eBay was at an auction, and that was a World War II ladies' pilot's wings. So it was one of the few World War II women's pilots. I was able to do the homework, document who it had belonged to and everything, and that sold at auction probably about 8 years ago. So that one was pretty exciting for me.
How much?
That one went for $1,800, I think.
Nice.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
So my next one I'm working on is the painting.
Okay, and what is the listing number, please? The item number?
It's the Old Vet, and I don't have the listing number in front of me. I'm sorry.
Old Vet painting?
The Old Vet painting by John Dare Howland.
I'm just going to put Old Vet painting in and see what comes up.
See what comes up, yeah. That's what
okay,
we should do.
Okay, I just did it. Oh, there it is. There you are. Oh, that's nice.
So that will break my goal.
Do you know who that name of that person he painted is, or was it just?
I actually did. I worked with the Colorado State Archives, and the listing is actually for them right now because the man in the painting was a fictional man. John Dare Howland looked up the guy from the ranks, and he just kind of idealized what he thought a regular serviceman would look like. And he painted this guy, and then he also used the same man as the statue in the Civil War Memorial in front of the Colorado State Capitol.
Hmm.
That is amazing.
So the listing is currently up for them.
So he's kind of iconic in a sense.
Right.
Yeah. It's kind of a romanticized version of the Civil War.
Oh. We like that.
So I notice you have a 30-day return. Is that on everything?
It's on everything.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I very seldom ever have anyone return anything. I have probably only had 5 returns in the whole time I've been on eBay.
How long has that been?
Since 2000.
So so collectibles and antiques, the return rates in those categories are lower than for things like apparel. I think people know what they're getting, and it's not doesn't have to fit. They can pretty much tell from the photos.
But she charges, they cost more, what she has, so
yes.
It should make up for it, right?
Yeah, but people know what they're getting,
exactly.
And she has good descriptions. That's helpful.
And again, it's all doing the research too. Do your research and you know what you're listing, more than likely the person who's looking for that particular item is also going to be an informed consumer. So I think there's less returns.
And they're more at ease and confident if the seller knows what it is they have.
Right. And I've had a few things where I didn't actually know, and I've been educated by buyers, so I'm always open to that too, and I love getting that information. My goal every day is to do something fun and learn something new.
You know what? That's my goal too, every day.
Every day.
And you can, Griff.
Yeah, you can.
It's amazing. When I was young, I used to go to the Encyclopedia Britannica. My mother made me go every day.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we had an Encyclopedia Britannica. Everybody did back then because
yeah,
we didn't have the internet.
You did.
And I had to learn something every day in the encyclopedia. So where do you keep your stuff?
I actually have a retail space in Bodega Bay. So my eBay business grew to exceed my home, and I had always wanted to open my own little store. So I ended up about 4 years ago finding a retail space available. I live right in Bodega Bay, California on the beach, and I have two places there. One is downstairs, and that's my entire online store, and then right above it is the physical store.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
You've done well, honey.
Thank you. My useless degree in art history paid off, huh?
Yeah, who knew?
And for those of you who aren't aware, by the way, this is just a little bit of trivia, which you'll know about, is that Bodega Bay was the site where the Birds was filmed.
Oh, really?
The movie, yeah.
Do you have all those birds there?
No.
No? It wasn't real?
Is she still with us?
She with us? I think we lost her. Oh,
yeah, I think we.
Oh dear, she dropped off.
Was it something I said?
Honey, come back.
Maybe she doesn't like the birds.
Well, this is interesting because if you look through, you know, I did find a couple of little cheapy things she has, $12.99, some costume jewelry or whatever.
Are you going to buy it?
T-shirt or two. No, but I'm just looking through, you know, mostly everything is $49 and above. Mostly. There are some things that are not, but.
You should, maybe, you know, it's worth it, right?
Right. So, and that's something that every eBay seller thinks about, right?
Yes.
Like
every seller.
Amanda, I noticed that you have a mixture of things. I mean,
I do have a mixture of things. In the beginning, I was really snooty. I was like, well, I have a degree in art history. I'm only going to do high-end things. And then I was a single mom, and I decided, you know what? Everything pays the bills.
How well does your Judaica sell?
It depends. Sometimes it'll sit for quite a while. But when the right person comes along, they don't even haggle over the price. They pay the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it does tend to sit for a little while, but again, I get higher prices for it when it does sell.
And you've got like an old antique Renaissance cloth stitched painting. I loved those, by the way. My grandmother had one of those on her wall. She got it from, brought it over from Hungary. One of the few things she brought with her. Yeah, we never got it though. I didn't get any of her stuff, but.
Why not?
Because she died when I was about 16 and, you know. There just wasn't stuff. She didn't have much stuff. Oh. They were immigrants from Hungary.
Oh.
In New York City, in Manhattan. Yeah. So, you know, wasn't much money there or anything. So.
No, that's true.
Just a few things. So, Amanda, what do you hope to learn every day? Do you go to auctions all the time, or do you go to estate sales?
I go to auctions a lot. I go to estate sales. I watch a lot of online auctions. I'm on eBay constantly. I don't have an eBay addiction. But I'm really, I'm just grateful for the platform. And so, in general, I try to learn anything new.
Okay, Amanda, we are grateful to be able to speak with you today. Thank you.
We're glad you're one of our sellers, Amanda. This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast. Up next, getting ready for guaranteed delivery. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
As an eBay seller, I'm on call 24/7, listing, shipping, and providing 5-star customer service. That includes responding ASAP to buyers' emails. But I can't be online all the time. Then I discovered Reply Manager. In addition to managing my inbound messages, their smart autoresponder lets customers know when they'll hear from me in person. And it all goes through eBay's My Messages. I set it to reply to customers during the hours I'm offline, like weekends or after hours. Their email still shows as unread, so I can find it easily once I'm back online. Reply Manager's smart autoresponder can even be topic specific. For example, questions about returns. I can set up auto responses for international buyers too. Thanks to Reply Manager's smart autoresponder, I can communicate with customers while I'm busy eating, sleeping, or just having a life. Try it free at ReplyManager.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.